the brilliant thing about the courses out here is that you take the students into the lecture theatres, you tell them about the reef, and then you say, oh, well, I can go and show you what I'm talking about. And so they get that reinforced. So they don't just hear about it, but we then walk out across the reef flat. And, of course, Heron Island is very special because it has this fantastic reef flat that you can walk out at low tide. So you don't have to snorkel. You can just fossick around. You can show them algal-coral interactions. You can look at invertebrates. You can look at sea cucumbers in the water column. And you can talk about all the different components that go to make this reef make it function.
What's your particular area of research?
So what I work on specifically is looking at energy, and you know, for anybody to grow, whether it's a child, they need to eat and they need to acquire food, and that allows them to look after their cells and it allows them to grow. The coral is no different. It needs to get a food source from somewhere. And so the main place it gets that food source, it's having these plant-like organisms that live inside, which photosynthesize and get the energy from the sun and then hand it over to the coral. And that's supposed to be the magic ingredient that allows these reefs to grow very quickly. So specifically what I'm concerned with is how that transfer of energy from the plant, once it's captured it, to the host coral, which is the organism which these reefs are based upon, occurs, and how that changes with the environment as it changes about it. So if we heat up the water column, or if we make it more acid, does that transfer change, and does that account for the changing growth rates that we seem to be seeing on coral reefs in the last 20 years?
And with your own learning, your own results, what is it about Heron Island that you like?
I like Heron Island for many reasons. Mainly the reef flat gives us easy access to corals. We're not necessarily dependent on coming out in boats. Boats are fantastic for going off the reef crest, but if the weather is bad, then it's great to be able to come up here and always get access to corals on the reef flat. So that's one reason why Heron is very good. The other reason is it's the laboratory facilities are just amazing. The equipment that's here, you find them in most labs in St. Lucia or in main universities, but most field stations just don't have the same amount of equipment available. And so that enables us to do very intricate research on the island instead of taking our corals off the island and taking them back to the laboratories at the universities. And the corals sometimes don't survive that transfer too well, and then you have to, whatever happens to them afterwards might be affected by the fact that they've got damaged in the transfer. So Heron Island is wonderful for that aspect. It's great for teaching courses because it's got these lovely accommodation facilities for the students. The lecture theatres are nice and large. You've got experimental areas for students, so you can sit 50 students around a table and look at an organism, look under the microscopes. So it's just a very nice facility.
You've spoken about the close quarters. So you work here and live with your husband as well. How do you manage the twin passions?
I don't think we could live together. Well, actually, we wouldn't live together unless we worked together, because the fact of the matter is we're either away in the field or travelling, and unless we could actually go together, we wouldn't see very much of one another. Even despite the fact that we work in the same area, there's still many months where we're apart from one another. So it's beneficial to have somebody working in the same field. It's great. We can talk about our research. We can have arguments. We don't always agree about the finer details of what's going on. We both agree that the reef is going downhill, but the mechanisms that leading to that, we don't necessarily always agree. And so it makes it interesting.